Welcome back to Locked On Wizards. I am your host, JD Jackson. As always, with me, my co-host, Ed Oliver. Guys, today we're going to get into, is Bradley Beal requesting a trade? Is he already out the door? Has Russell Westbrook requested a trade? Is he on his way to La La Land with LeBron James? That's what we're going to talk about today, guys, so stay tuned. But guys, first, NBA Draft, go Chad Ford, Locked On NBA Draft host Rafael Abalo, and Locked On NBA host John Corrales will be live this year covering the NBA Draft. It's Locked On NBA Draft 2021 brought to you by Built Bar. Get local expert analysis on each pick. Follow Locked On NBA on YouTube today and watch our live coverage on July 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys check out the live NBA Draft show. Guys, Bradley Beal. Ed, is he out the door, man? Is Bradley Beal already in Boston with Jason Tatum?
It is. It's all cap. appearing to what he liked on Twitter. There was a tweet from M. Grads. I think that guy is his cousin or something. I'm not sure, but I do remember when watching the USA game, his two sons were running around, and I saw that guy was sitting with the kids or watching them. So I think they are related in some capacity. It's tough. We did hear from Fred Katz. We did hear from The Athletic. We did hear from Chase Hughes, some beat reporters. Right. We finally heard from Woj, not from Jake Fisher. Not from Jake Fisher, the guy who's been reporting stuff every day. Every rumor is from this guy, Jake Fisher. We might as well try to get Jake Fisher on the show and see where he's finding this stuff from.
I'm down, man.
Yeah. Did he get the blocks from you?
Block. Them's the rule. I finally did it today, man. You know that's my rule, man. All that big trade. Man, he is everywhere all at once.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Bradley Beal, there's some interesting nuggets that did come out today. You know, he wasn't happy about the coaching search with Sam Cassell not getting a second interview. You know, that's his guy. He calls Sam Cassell the OG. You know, Sam Cassell was with the Wizards back in 2015 when the Wizards made a couple of playoff runs with John Wall. So, I get that. I hope that doesn't steer Brad to decide to leave, but he has to make a decision by Thursday. The draft is Thursday. Free agency is Monday. Everything is coming very, very quickly. So he has to make a decision ASAP. But we both wanted to hear from Woj and Zach Lowe. And they both said it. Bradley Beal has not requested a trade. He is weighing his options per The Athletic, but he has not come out and requested a trade. Everybody's acting like he's already requested a trade. He's already ready to leave. So it's still, I think it's 60% staying, 40% leaving.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Russ hasn't requested a trade either. Everybody's speculating on that. So they both want to stay. And like we said on previous shows, Wes Unseld Jr. Did talk to Bradley Beal. And he did talk to Russell Westbrook. So
right
now, I don't think it is, but I would go 60-40 right now. How about you?
I think I'm at 70-30. I think it's 70% chance that they're both still here. So I'm close, but I'm a little bit more optimistic. Look, Chase Hughes, I'm gonna tell you what do you think about Chase Hughes and his article? He specifically said that the Russell Westbrook rumor seemed to bother Bradley Beal. And so I want to see my thoughts is that LeBron and his camp leaked this on purpose.
Right.
That's just me. Because Russell Westbrook hasn't given any indication that he wants to be out of D.C. and head to L.A. The only reason why you make that trade for Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma is if he wants out. I'm not trading Russell Westbrook for those two players, or Tyler Horton, I think, is the other one.
Taylor.
I wouldn't do that. And so what's your thought? Do you think it's the Lakers or the LeBron James camp kind of leaking this rumor and it's starting to ruffle Bradley Beal's feathers? Or do you think it's just really just the whole he didn't get the coach he wanted with Bradley Beal?
I think it's that. I think he understands where we are. I think he does understand that our ceiling right now is about fourth or fifth seed at best.
Right.
So he understands the gravity. Also, there was another tweet by a Washington beat reporter saying that, you know, that Tommy Shepard, he needs to go into the luxury tax. He needs to, you know, go and get some players. He needs to, you know, scare money doesn't make any money. So he needs to go get some guys and trade for some guys. His wife, Camille Adams, liked the tweet as well. So you know, and this is the world we live in today. You got to look at what players tweet and what they like and stuff like that. So this is the world that we live in. But yeah, I mean, LeBron, he probably is going to try. He's probably going to tamper. He's going to try to get Russ to leave. He's going to talk to him. Other guys are going to try to get Brad to leave. You know, him and Jason Tatum are best buds. Draymond Green is going to try to get Brad to come to the Warriors, et cetera, et cetera. You know, Bam Adebayo wearing Bradley Beal's jersey. So it's been the same old thing for the past two or three, every off season. Some beat reporter comes up with a story. They stir the pot. They get it going. And it just swirls. This one is probably the most it's gotten crazy, I think, out of all the years with the Bradley Beal stuff, especially with Russ now, too. They're really speculating, really trying to get him to get up out of it. I think the media is trying to get him to leave, too. And it looks like a lot of fans have been content with it, too, trying to blow it up. And everybody's doing mock trades now with the Warriors and the Celtics. Everybody's like, no, this package is better than this package. The trade is better than this trade and all this stuff. So that's what I'm seeing speculating on social media right now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. It's interesting. I personally want to bring the game back, Brad and Russ, not everybody else, you know, see what we got. I mean, Rui, of course, and some other guys.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later today with free agents, but I do get it with the rebuild thing. I know we're strapped for cash, and I get that. And if we do get those picks from the Warriors and some players and another pick, it's not a bad rebuild. So
right.
Yeah. What are you leaning towards?
I look at it from two standpoints. I look at it from the Wizards fan base standpoint, and I 100% understand what they're saying, because a lot of the Wizards fans I follow now, they're all pretty much really respectfully and politely telling me the same thing, which is we should have did the rebuild 2 years ago. And so they're kind of like, time is up. It's time. We know how far pretty much we can get with Bradley Beal. And so it's just time. And I 100% get that. I'm a person like, I just can't stand one and dones with duos. You don't always come across a backcourt of Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal caliber and then just quit after a year. It doesn't happen all the time. In my opinion, the backcourt of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum isn't as good as Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, and they've given it much more years. They went to the Western Conference Finals a couple years ago. You only tried it once. That's my trepidation, which is blowing. I'm like, you only tried it one time. Russell Westbrook wasn't healthy. You had the biggest COVID outbreak in the locker room in all of the NBA. Denny Avdia hurt himself. Thomas Bryant hurt himself. I'm kind of like, whoa, guys, just can we try it one more time? Now, from the Westbrook standpoint, Westbrook fan, I'm like, well, obviously, it'd be great if Russ was on L.A., with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed to go to the Western Conference Finals. Everyone stays healthy. Now you got that three-headed monster in Brooklyn, so I can't say they're guaranteed to win a championship. But you know, if you put Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis on the same team, push some shooters around, it looks like they're trying to get Buddy Hield as well. You're gonna be okay. This thought process of Russ and LeBron can't coexist, I disagree. I think LeBron can go with anyone. That's just my personal opinion. So I think of it from both standpoints. I don't think either one's going anywhere. Russell Westbrook's usually really blunt. James Harden talked all that mess behind everyone's back last season. Russ just came out and said, look, I'm requesting a trade. He didn't waste any time. So yeah, he hasn't said a word. So I'm really not, I don't believe any of the hype. I know my Russell Westbrook fans, they putting together every mock trade they possibly can to get him to LA. I think they'll both still be here. That's just me though.
I feel that way too. I mean, the interesting nugget that could make Brad leave is that Sam Cassell nugget though.
Yeah.
He didn't get a second interview because, you know, they picked Darvin Ham, Jamal Mosley, Charles Lee, and of course, Wes Unseld Jr. They made it to the second interview over Sam. I thought Sam Cassell was deserving of a second interview, but we weren't there. We don't know what he said in the interview. Yeah. He might have said things that they didn't want to hear.
Yeah.
So they just got to get a better roster around these guys. And we'll definitely talk about some of the free agents that who we think is going to stay, who's going to leave. You know, you got Raul Neto, Ish Smith, Robin Lopez, and free agency starts on Monday. So. We gotta get into it. The draft's on Thursday. Free agency is on Monday. It's crazy. It's a lot of stuff. But I just want to give a shout out to Built Bar, before we talk about who leaves and who goes and free agency, who stays, who goes. What's your favorite Built Bar flavor? We went over this, but I like cookies and cream. You just got to remind me real
quick. Double chocolate, man. It's the best. It's the best. And it really tastes like chocolate.
Right. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors, well, you're missing out. They got coconut, cherry, barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, like JD likes, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, my favorite, and German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the nine flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they are healthy too. Check out the macros, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty and all healthy. All healthy. They're super, super healthy. That's the greater part about it. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15. The promo code is LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com.
All right, we're back. We're back here. This just in. Via the jump on ESPN, Bradley Beal told me he loves Washington, wants to have a career in Washington, and wants his jersey retired there. He wants to be a Wes Unseld type figure. Giannis sticking with Milwaukee could give Beal more motivation to stay in Washington. Mark J. Spears, hashtag the jump. Now, all the rumors going around, Eddie. All the rumors. You're out. You're right there. You're decked out in your DC gear, your DC stuff. Yes, sir. DC shirt all decked out. What does this mean to you, my brother?
It's good. It's loyalty. It's loyalty, man. That's what Brad is. He's a loyal guy. Now, he does need to sign the extension. He can't play around. If he's not going to sign that extension, then he still could get traded by the trade deadline next year. So he is, you know, on still kind of not on the fence, but he's still kind of stringing the team along. If he doesn't sign that long-term extension. But this is good to hear. It puts to bed all the rumors right now. So we will not be trading Bradley Beal from what it sounds like. Brad's just a loyal guy. And we heard Giannis say it in the press conference. He didn't team up with guys. He didn't team up with LeBron. He didn't team up with, like, Kevin Durant with the Warriors and James Harden and the Nets. And, you know, he's just wired different. Damian Lillard, the same thing. Damian Lillard might request a trade, but Bradley Beal is wired different. He's kind of from that old – he has that old-school mentality where guys are on the same team for years to come. They don't team hop and request trades and try to team up with two or three other guys. So Bradley Beal, he's wired different. I love to see it. I love to hear it. I'm in team keep Bradley Beal. I'm not in team blow it up just yet. I understand. We don't want to be left high and dry. That's the thing. If he's not going to commit long-term, then, yeah, he does need to let the Wizards know very soon about that long-term commitment.
And then just to I agree with you. This is a good thing for the Washington Wizards. It's a good thing for Bradley Beal. Like the Kobe's, the Dirk Nowitzki's. Look, we all respect those type of players who stay and stick it out. Jordan, unless you want to count his run in Washington. But, you know, we love those kind of players. You know what I'm saying? So I respect it. I think it's a good thing. Now, I got a lot of heat for saying it was a good thing on Twitter, but that's cool. But just to make sure I put it out there, basically, Adrian Wojnarowski has put out there that Memphis is finalizing a trade to send Jonas Valanciunas and some picks to New Orleans for Steven Adams, Eric Bledsoe, and some picks. I won't get into the picks, but this is an NBA podcast, so I just figured I'd throw that out there. So Jonas Valanciunas, the guy with all the skill that to me never moves a needle, will be headed to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, that's interesting. Him going to, Steven Adams going to the Grizzlies with Ja Morant. Jonas Valanciunas is a good player. Who else was involved in the deal?
So Jonas Valanciunas and will be going to New Orleans. Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe will be going to Memphis.
Memphis with Ja Morant. Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, that Bledsoe part don't really make sense to me.
But. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it has to be that they want that screen setter, Steven Adams, for John Morant.
Yeah, but Giannis could do it too. He was pretty good at that too with the pick and roll finishing around the rim. I think he's better than Steven Adams actually. But it's interesting. It's not our team, so we won't worry about it too much. But okay, so Free agency is starting on Monday. So we'll go over the salary cap space. As we all know, the Wizards don't have a lot of money to spend. We're paying Russell Westbrook about $44 million this upcoming year. We're paying Bradley Beal $34 million this upcoming year. We're paying the Latvian Laser. The Latvian Laser, who didn't look like a laser in the playoffs, $16 million this upcoming year. So for three guys on our team, we're spending a lot of money on three guys right now. Thomas Bryant is getting $8 million. So we have we can use the mid-level exception in about $9,536,000. Those are the tools that we can use unless Tommy Shepard and Ted want to go into the luxury tax. So that's how we sign and basically veteran minimum contracts. That's how we signed Raul Neto last year. That's how we signed Anthony Gill. And then also we signed Robin Lopez with the mid-level exception. We use about $7 million or $8 million. So do we want to use that again on Robin Lopez? I mean, he had a solid season. What do you think? I guess the first free agent that we'll go over is Robin Lopez. He is an unrestricted free agent. We signed him to a one-year deal. Played pretty well, in my opinion. He looked rough in the beginning of the year, but what do you think? Should he stay or should he go?
I think that they should let Robin Lopez go. I'm going to be fair. You know, hook shot Rob, okay? He had a nice hook shot. But I think they should let him go. I don't want him eating into any minutes. I know Scott Brooks is gone, so the three centers rotation should be gone. I just don't want him to eat up any minutes of Daniel Gafford and Thomas Bryant when he comes back healthy. So I just think you let him walk. You can sign someone for cheaper to just kind of fill out the end of the center rotation if you need to. I think you should let him go. I think there's a 70% chance, 75% chance he is let go. He doesn't return.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Captain Hookshot was really good this year. He had a great year. He was really good from the post. Defensively, he wasn't great. He saved us a couple games. I remember the Raptors game, he hit a lot of free throws, hit some hook shots. He was great off the bench for us. But defensively, you know, like I always say, he can't jump over a phone book. He had a couple dunks this year because Russ, you know, got him so wide open. He actually had a couple dunks. But yeah, I think we just need wing depth. The three center rotation, like you said, I don't think that's going to happen next year with Alex Len and Gafford. I think we do let Robin Lopez walk and use that money for a wing that can defend.
Right.
Yeah. So next on the list is Ish Smith. A lot of people have been debating between Raul Neto or Ish Smith. Who do you think should come back? Raul or Ishmael? Both of them might not come back, honestly.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're not. They have a feeling they're both not going to return. If I had to choose, I choose Neto. I absolutely could not stand the three-guard lineup, and then I also equally couldn't stand Russell Westbrook and Ishmael on the floor together. It just drove me nuts. I just please just use Neto then, because at least look. Here's the thing: the three guards, two of them miniature, with no jump shot. But at least Neto's jump shot is more reliable than Ish Smith's and Russell Westbrook. At least if Raul Neto, he shot a three, you thought there was a chance it was going to go in. Three guards with inconsistent jump shots, I hated it. And then when it was Ish Smith and Russell Westbrook, it drove me more nuts. The amount of times I just saw no one guarding Ish Smith at all while Russell Westbrook was on the floor with Beal resting – drove me insane. It just drove me nuts because I just thought, I know we're complaining about his shot selection, but where is Russell Westbrook supposed to go?
Right.
Yeah. They're not guarding those people. Yeah, I'm good.
Definitely. I'm with you on that too. I mean, Raul shot 39% from the three. Ishmael shot 36%, but you know, they didn't shoot that many. Raul shot more threes. He definitely was more reliable. They're both really scrappy. They're both short. They're about 6'1", 6 feet. So that three-guard lineup, we were getting torched.
Yeah.
Anybody who was over 6'3", 6'4", that could shoot. They could just look over him and shoot. They don't even get over these guys and shoot the ball. Jason Tatum going crazy and other guys. Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
We had, like, Ish Smith guarding Tobias Harris. It was ridiculous. But, yeah, those are the three main guys. How about we'll talk about Garrison Matthews and Isak Bunga. Those are the last two free agents, but they're restricted. And, yeah, so Garrison Matthews, Isak.
I would like to bring back Garrison Matthews. He's not going to cost you a lot. He's just I like Garrison Matthews because he's not scared of anything. He's the one person on the Wizards where I love the fact if he caught the ball and there was an inch of space, he was fired. I did not like, at least early on, there were some games even late, I didn't like how Rui didn't want to take the three. I hated it. Or Denny before he didn't want to take it. Or Ishmael just didn't want to take it. I'm like, shoot the ball. And I can count on Garrison Matthews to shoot the ball. He's going to shoot it, and then he can draw so many fouls. He can draw charges. He worked hard on defense. So if I would bring back Garrison Matthews. He's not going to cost you a lot. He's a shooter. He can let it fly. He's tough as nails. He's not scared. And most importantly, he moves without the basketball. So Bunga, here's the thing. I like Bunga, but I don't think we should bring him back.
He's killing it. He's killing it in the Olympics.
I know. I like him. I do. But on this team, I don't think we should bring him back. Look, Bunga is the epitome of, man, he is really good at one thing, but nothing else.
Right.
Like, the defense looked way better with Bunga on the floor, but he was just as a liability on the offensive end when he was on the floor. And so I love Russell Westbrook, but when you have a player like Russell Westbrook who has some amazing strengths, but he has some weaknesses, you can't have a Bunga on the floor with him. And because he's going to come off the bench and Russ runs the bench lineup, sorry, bro, got to go elsewhere. We can't bring you back.
I'm with you. Did I say Cassius Winston? He's a restricted free agent. We're probably going to bring him back too.
Okay.
He's basically like the Cameron Payne for Russell Westbrook when they did the dance. They're not dancing before games, but Cassius, you know, they do the little thing where they jump in the air. Yeah. Russ pushes him on the ground like he's a little brother. But in my opinion, yeah, I bring back Garrison. I would definitely, because we need shooting. We need shooters. Yeah. He plays hard. He tries on defense.
Yeah.
He does the little things that guys don't like to do, taking charges, the dirty work. Now, he does foul a little bit too much for me. We both agree on letting Robin go. And Ishmael and Raul, if we could bring back Raul, I would try to bring back Raul. I think Ishmael would be a little too expensive. Raul, he's going to want more money than what he got. He got a veteran minimum of about $1.5 million last year. He's probably going to want about three or four. If he wants three or four, then yeah, I'd probably let him walk as well.
Yeah.
But I could do about $2
million. Right.
About two, and that's about it. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the guys. You know, there's nothing to really write home about with the guys on our roster that are currently free agents. But we do want to get into this Team USA. They played yesterday. They didn't play well, and then Rui looked darn good. But before we get into that, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at Bet Online. Did you bet on any baseball this weekend, JD?
I didn't, man. I didn't. You know, I like my money. You know, I don't like giving it away, so I didn't, man.
Yeah, but you can bet on the draft. You can bet on the draft coming up. You can bet on guys, you know, where they're going to get picked, like Chris Duarte over under the 20th pick of the draft. You can bet on that. That should be an easy one, in my opinion. Don't forget to get all the latest news and odds and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC action. For the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news. Sign up bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game. As teams prep for their runs to the playoffs, head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. The promo code is Locked On. The promo code is Locked On.
All right, guys. So next up, let's talk about, you know, the Team USA. Because, you know, the United States of America, we got the greatest basketball players in the world. We way better than everybody. We just going to kick everybody's butt. We win gold. We go home. That's how it go, right? I guess not so far. So what are your thoughts on Team USA losing in their Olympic opener to you know, Rudy Gobert? Rudy Gobert and from France,
Evan Fournier.
That's what I was looking
Batum.
For. How do you feel about Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard going out there and getting their butts kicked by Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert?
All right, so there is a stat. So Evan Fournier dropped 28 points. He outscored Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard,
I'm already laughing.
And Devin Booker combined. He outscored them. Also, Kevin Durant, Zach LaVine, and Devin Booker, they had more fouls than field goals in that game. That cannot happen. That can't happen. Evan Fournier, he looked like Michael Jordan out there. He did whatever he felt like doing, layups, threes, taking to the basket, finishing through contact. I mean, he went crazy. And those exhibition games, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's just exhibition. Nah, it's not just exhibition. You know, yeah. Nigeria exposed them.
Yep.
Who else did they lost to? Australia.
Australia.
They got exposed. They were doing backdoor cuts on USA. So this is not your 1992 internationals team. You know, everybody has about three or four or five NBA players.
Yep.
You know, I was watching Spain. They got four NBA players. France, Argentina, they got multiple NBA players. You know, guys, these teams are catching up, so you can't just walk in there and think you're going to win. Now, I do know Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, they just came from, you know, USA. Mm-hmm. So I get that, some of the jet lag and whatever stuff. Drew Holiday was the best player on the court, honestly. He really was. He played the best defense. He scored the most. But what really upset me was this the TV situation, honestly, because when I tried to watch, it was some channel called Peacock.
Yeah, I know, man.
And it wanted me to sign up for like $4.99. I was like, "You kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous right now." So, yeah, they got exposed. The France, they had more bigs, you know, Gobert, and you know, we don't have a lot of. I think our best big man really is Bam Adebayo. After that, we don't really have.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee, you know, JaVale McGee's on the roster now, and they, you know, Zach LaVine went through health protocols, and they let him play, and they didn't let Bradley Beal play, which didn't make a lot of sense to me. But. Yeah, Kevin Durant, he's the best player on the planet, in my opinion. I think he's the best player in the NBA. He cannot just have 10 points. I don't care if you're in foul trouble. You got to have some type of impact on the game. And that last possession where they bricked four threes in a row.
Oh, that's so hard to watch.
I mean, and one guy got hurt. It was a 5-on-4. Drew Holiday could have did something, but he shot a wide open three. I get it. And he still clanked it off the side of the rim. So.
And what I couldn't understand is like, I remember watching it saying, I swear we're only down two.
Right.
Like, they just kept shooting threes, bro. I'm like, am I missing something? Do I not understand the score? I'm pretty sure we only down two. But right. Yeah, I don't know, man. Here's what I think. Now, people are going to act crazy when I say this. I want to point this out. I am not saying player B is better than player A. Let me repeat myself before I say it. I'm not saying player B is better than player A. But, Eddie, man, they'd be better off with, like, CP3. Then Dame is not a traditional point guard. They need a player who's going to control the offense and create and make sure there's a flow. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant is a scorer. Dame is a scorer. You know, Booker is a scorer. Well, first of all, he didn't give Middleton no minutes, but we'll get to that.
I thought he should play more too.
Yeah. They don't have any type of creator on their team, a person that's a floor general at all. They'd be better off with a CP3 or Russell Westbrook. I'm not saying CP3 is better than Dame. Let me say it one more time. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the team, I think, would be more successful if they had even Kyle Lowry. I don't know. A John Wall. You know, someone who's going to go out there and distribute. Rather than everybody just jack up threes and look at the referees and then wonder, and now all of a sudden say they miss Tony Brothers. And these referees in Tokyo are like, nah, man, that's just regular basketball. We don't call fouls for breathing. So that's just me. I just think they don't have that type of traditional point guard. They got these hybrid guards, and I think they'd be better. Now, of course, like you said, if Kevin Durant is just Kevin Durant, everything changes. He was in foul trouble. He wasn't aggressive enough. He didn't really score. So obviously, if Kevin Durant's Kevin Durant, maybe it changes everything. But I just don't think they have someone who's a floor general on that squad. That's what I see.
Yeah. Some like a leader, just a floor general, like you said. Yeah, we definitely could use one. But yeah, they got to get this chemistry together, you know, them and Pop, you know, her, them and Pop, you know, some of the chemistry issues, they're not liking that they're running the Spurs plays. But let's get to a lighter note with Rui Hachimura, who actually beat France. What did you think? Who actually beat France in exhibition? What did you think about his performance today? He did have 20 points and 2 rebounds and 1 assist, and he did dunk on Powell.
Yeah, that's circulating on Twitter. Here's the thing. Rui, man, I hope he has the ball more in the upcoming season. He just didn't have it enough because, you know, there's no real offense with Scott Brooks. It's just kind of figure it out. What I love is his aggression. Yeah, as I watched him play, I just love the fact that he was just so aggressive. He was looking for his own, and that's what you need from Rui. Man, he has all the tools in his bag. He's just got to be aggressive and assertive, and he just got to do it. Don't hesitate. I'd rather him do it and make a mistake than for him to hesitate and decide he doesn't want to do it at all. So I think he's playing really well. He's made me realize that he might be even better than I thought. On the Westwood podcast, that's my own podcast, I for forever said I'm not sure how good Rui really is. But man, he's good.
Yeah, I love it. I love when he's dunking on guys, being aggressive. You know, I guess he can't yell anymore because he knows he's able to attack. But when he's doing that, they said they want him to run point forward too. I don't think he'll be able to do that with the Wizards, but, you know, he's developing, getting better. Just got to work on that three-pointer, being more aggressive. But I like it. I like what I see from Rui. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing it.
I agree, man. He's looking real good. He's the better he gets, the better it is for the Wizards. I can't help but think that as I'm watching him play. Is, man, the better he is and the better he – all of this is good for him. Guys, thank you guys so much for listening to another Locked On Wizards podcast. I really, really appreciate you guys. Look, next time we're going to get into more free agency. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into the draft because that is draft, coming up in Thursday. 3 days. Yeah, it's on Thursday. Will the Wizards keep that 15 pick? Duarte? Am I hearing Duarte? Or will they trade it? So we're going to get into all that next time.
DeMar DeRozan said he would take less money. He wants to win a championship. So we'll probably talk about that tomorrow as well. Some free agency guys. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
DeMar in D.C. with Beal and the Brody. That's what we're looking forward to, guys. Hey, make sure you guys send us a tweet on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. Let us know if you think DeMar DeRozan in D.C. for less money would be good for Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, Wes Unseld Jr., Rui Hachimura, Denny Abdia, Thomas Bryant in a 2021-22 season. Guys, but I got one more thing I want to tell you guys. Guys, you like mock drafts? Listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from the GOAT of NBA mock drafts, Chad Ford, and Odyssey NBA experts Brian Scalabrine and former general manager Ryan McDonough. It's the perfect way to get ready for the NBA draft. Our Locked On NBA local experts will make selections and trades for your favorite basketball teams throughout this week's long special event. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all sports, podcasts, music, and news that matters to you. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, Odyssey. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm going to let my guy Eddie plug his stuff real quick, and then we're going to get on up out of here.
Yes, sir. It's my Twitter is EDTOOFLATT. Football season coming up too. I do a watch for football content on YouTube, so make sure you guys check me out on there too. It's gonna be a lot of fun. This is just so much stuff going on. Football's back, basketball free agency, the draft. It's gonna be a lot of fun. But yeah, can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow.
Good deal, guys. And you guys know, as always, I am JD Jackson. You can find me on Twitter, Russell Westbrook gets a chip at Always and Forever R, and on YouTube at J Rock Soccer and Basketball Sessions. Guys, I got a lot of content coming up about the Washington Wizards. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. I'm going to break down some of the mistakes they made on offense. I'm going to break down some of the defense of what I think Wes Unseld Jr. is going to do to help. So make sure you guys check it out. And as always, come right here and find us all the time at Locked On Wizards on Twitter and Locked On Wizards Podcast on all your major podcast platforms. But guys, as always, JD and Eddie, peace.
Peace.